Sicily, 1865. A lemon grove outside Palermo produces fruit worth more than most Sicilians earn in a year. The owner is absent, living in the city. The state is distant, underfunded, and largely indifferent. Bandits know this, so does a local armed man who approaches the estate manager with a simple offer: pay me, and nothing bad happens. That arrangement, private protection filling a public void, is where the story of the Italian mafia begins, not in Hollywood mythology, in a structural failure of governance. Most scholars place the emergence of the Sicilian mafia in the 19th century, specifically during the turbulent period of Italian unification, when the Bourbon kingdom collapsed and Sicily was absorbed into the new Italian state after 1861. The result was not stability, it was a prolonged crisis of authority. The central government in Rome was geographically and politically remote from Sicily. Policing was weak, courts were slow and unreliable. Alina, think of it this way. A new state had been drawn on a map, but the institutions needed to make that state real. Courts, police, enforcers of contracts, simply did not exist at the local level. That vacuum had to be filled by someone. The key idea here is that the mafia did not emerge from poverty alone. It emerged from the intersection of valuable resources and absent law enforcement. Citrus agriculture is the clearest example. Lemon and orange orchards required years of investment before producing returns. They needed reliable irrigation and constant protection. A single act of sabotage could destroy a season's income. Landowners, unable to rely on public institutions, hired private armed groups to guard estates, control access to water, and supervise labor. Now, here is where it gets analytically important, Alina. Some of those armed groups gradually became autonomous. They stopped serving the landowner and started selling protection to anyone who could pay, including, eventually, demanding payment from the very landowners who had originally hired them. Extortion grew directly out of protection. The same actors who offered security could manufacture the threat. Sulfur mining, one of Sicily's most valuable export industries, followed the same pattern. Wherever there was concentrated economic value and weak enforcement, organized private power moved in. The early mafia was not a single centralized organization, remember that. It was a network of local groups, each operating in a specific territory, most influential where public authority was thinnest. Palermo and its commercially connected surrounding areas were among the most important early centers. By 1885, historical research documents the mafia as clearly established in Palermo and certain mining zones. These groups wielded power not only through violence, but through mediation, arbitration, and control over local information and relationships. They settled disputes that courts would not touch. They enforced agreements that contracts could not guarantee. That is why scholars increasingly describe the early mafia as a provider of extra-legal governance, not simply a rebellion or a criminal gang, but a parallel institution. The conflict with the Fasci DEI Lavoratori in the early 1890s sharpens this picture. The Fasci were worker and peasant organizations demanding better labor contracts and land redistribution. When severe droughts in 1893 intensified hardship and the movement grew rapidly, landowners and local politicians turned to the mafia to suppress it. The state was unable or unwilling to respond effectively. Mafia violence became a tool of elite interest, woven into the politics of land and labor. The takeaway from all of this is precise and worth holding on to. The mafia was not an accident of Sicilian culture or a product of some innate criminality. It was a rational institutional response to a specific historical condition, the collapse of one governing order and the failure of a new one to take its place. Where the state could not enforce property rights, settle disputes, or guarantee security, private actors stepped in and charged for the service. Sicily's transition toward capitalist agriculture did not automatically produce rule of law. It produced demand for private enforcement. That demand created the mafia. And as you will see in the next lecture, the organizational logic built in those lemon groves proved remarkably durable, surviving fascism, surviving war, and eventually crossing an ocean.